I mean, with Daniel McCulley, Daniel, I spoke to you a few weeks back. You know, you're, I suppose, bonus Terry, people call Ulster, but yous have given it some rattle. Not just rattle, you're Ulster champions. How does it feel?
Unbelievable, Bren. Can I get my head around it? It's feeling surreal. We were confident coming under it, Bren, but see, when the final whistle goes and you realise you've actually got to the top of the perch, it's unbelievable, hey? Yeah. Unbelievable.
I was saying at half time you had a big job to do, because Craigman had started pushing up on your kickouts, you were getting a bit of joy physically, they were starting to control a bit of the play. But at half time you get on Lynch, and I thought your best play would have seen you this year, the two boys inside and try and release him, and you profited, and of course goals again.
Goals are vital all year. We've been banging goals in all year. Our point tally is fairly low today considering the form we've been on this last few games, but we knew Kevin had good 30 minutes in him, and we held him back, and we just let him loose it at half time, and we could have started him playing for 30, but we felt as it would be better, you know, coming in the final second half, you know, because that's where he does his business. You've seen at the end there, Bren, he caught a few balls in the defensive side of it, and that's what Kevin's all about. Yeah. He can play anywhere in the pitch for you.
Yeah, and he won a couple of kickouts as well, and you could see obviously he was a bit rusty. The first give and go he did be keeling, the legs just a wee bit on him.
Yeah.
But he still has that presence, and even though his goal was a tap in, very different from Keelan's wonder goal, it was the right place at the right time. But the two lads again, there's just such a spear for you up front now. Your whole team play brilliant, don't get me wrong, but the two lads' ability inside, it just gives you such weapons.
Oh, it does. The two, how do you mark them? One 6'7" and another's roadrunner. So you have to three or four men around them, like, you know, they contain them, and even at that, like, you're going to still be struggling, because you can go high, you can go low. And the secret to big Kevin is Kevin can play with the ball at his feet as well. Like, he's not just that big forward, he's all around game's excellent, like, and as you've seen for his goal, his instinct, he's that poacher's instinct, he knew where to be, right place, right time, back in it, and he's done that all year for his all championship, and we were delighted what he contributed.
And Daniel, I know what it's like on the line, you have that cushion, and you always think, we have a cushion, it's never a comfortable place, because you know, this was the second half team coming back from 8 points the last day, you were thinking though they might need a goal at times, you're thinking the cushion was there, of course 4 points up going into the last minute, and that bang, were you thinking, will there be an opportunity for that equalising point, but it didn't come?
No, thankfully it didn't, the referee was true to his word, he played the three and bang on the three when that goal went in, when the kick out came he blew the whistle, which was delighted for us, because you know you're celebrating, they had the adrenaline and they won that kick out, and he plays another 30 seconds wearing baller, like. But frankly, it was in the air, he blew the whistle, and as you can see, the feeling was great. Like.
Yeah, well, listen, I think you certainly deserved it, Daniel. What about now? This crowd's going to be booking flights. You're heading across the water for a massive game in England.
Aye, the boys have been chatting about it this last week, Bren, and we've kind of kept the chat about it. He says, we don't talk about it, lads, we have to get Saturday over us first. So we'll get a look now at the British final tomorrow. I think it's Tara London's and Roger Kismet's, is it? Warwickshire or
yes,
London. So we'll try and get a look at that tomorrow. Hey, I don't know if it's been straight, and then we'll try and get booking flights or boats, whatever suits, you know.
Yes.
It's going to be mad the next 2 weeks getting the logistics of it all sorted. But
yes,
as I spoke to Kieran McMillan through the week, I hope it's a headache me and him having Sunday.
Right. And listen, I can only imagine the bond you've created, because as you go through different steps of championship, it gets tighter and tighter, the more pride comes into the parish, and of course that lovely tribute to Evan Craig at the end.
Bren, people don't understand, like, you know, how close to the group Evan was. Bar three or four players in that group, I've coached them all from underage. Two or three of them players, the first day of Gaelic football, I was their manager, I was their coach at under sixes, under eights, under nines. And we've been involved in the whole way through to here. And that's some journey, Bren. And Evan's been a part of it. And he was so sadly, tragically took away from us. And it's heartbreaking. And when we come out to the training field every night, we thank Evan before every game. We pay a tribute to him before we go out, and we just made Evan a promise and his parents a promise that we'd get them to Donegal, and then the night we won Donegal we told them we'd get him an Ulster medal, and that was just full focus, Bren. The Thursday after the county final was won, we went full throttle for Evan, and we went to a mass last night, and it was beautiful, like, and I'm not saying I'm a great mass goer, but it was absolutely beautiful. And you can have all your speeches and motivational speakers in, but that last night was unbelievable. The bond would come from that, and a chapel we were all in. It was a tribute to people who've died young before us, and it was so heartbreaking for me, because there's so many people that have been through so much tragedies. And Bren, football, as I explained to these boys, is only 60 minutes of your week. There's so much going on in the outside world, and like, that's important. And when we get this breakaway of sport, Bren, it's brilliant. And them young lads there, every single one of them are a credit. I love them all the bits. What they've been through, Brendan, and they haven't let it affect them. And they could have went off the rails, but their focus was, we're going to get their best friend a couple of championship medals. And I'm so proud of them all because the effort they put in is unbelievable.
Brilliant, you said, Daniel. Listen, sometimes, you know, football, as you said, is on the pitch. I think everything you went through here this season has been above that, but it's been such a nice way, such a tribute and such a lift to the village with them.
It's been brilliant, and Devon's family, like, you know, it's not, if this helps him any wee bit and gives him that wee bit of shine and light, you know, what we're still carrying his name, that's brilliant, because Joe and Grace are two fantastic people, hey, and my heart breaks for them just.